Last item of the day, item 1346.
Proclaim December 19th to be the day Portland honors the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. The Portland Human Rights Commission works to eliminate discrimination and bigotry, to strengthen intergroup relationships, and to foster greater understanding, inclusion, and justice for everyone who lives, works, studies, worships, travels, and plays in the city of Portland. The Human Rights Commission has recently set goals to increase its engagement with the community and with City Council. As the Commissioner in charge of the Office of Equity and Human Rights, I'm delighted to be working more closely with the Human Rights Commission again. And my staff are working with the Commission and community partners on amending city code around religious belief and non-belief. That work will be coming to Council next year, and I greatly appreciate your leadership in that request, which came from a community member. Tatiana Elihade, from the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and members of the Human Rights Commission will introduce our proclamation on the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the principles that guide this commission's work.
Great. Thank you so much. For the record, my name is Tatiana Elejalde with the Office of Equity and Human Rights. I want to take a moment and recognize the Human Rights Commissioners that are here with us today for this special day. So can you stand if you are able, and those that are here? Yes, Sonia Marie Lycum. And then when we each speak, they can say their own names.
Yep. Hi there. Thank you, Tatiana. Hi, I'm Koivu, and I'm here as a human rights commissioner. We are here as human rights commissioners for the city and the community of Portland. First of all, we'd like to thank Mayor Wheeler and Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Saltzman for inviting us here today on the 70th anniversary of the adoption of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. As you probably already know, many of us wear multiple hats in our community and have different touch points in our communities. But as human rights commissioners, we play one of our most vital roles as advocates for human rights, policy advisors for the city, and liaison for our most vulnerable community members. Part of that means centering and uplifting the voices of our most impacted community members, such as during public comment, a process that the commission highly values. As you mentioned earlier, Commissioner Fritz, one of our most recent successful collaboration is the application of an equity and human rights lens as the City of Portland's recent work on the non-religious belief ordinance amendment, which enhances the protection of those who do not have religious affiliations and beliefs, as well as to those who do. We thank you for listening to our concerns and the recommendations of the commissioners, and taking those recommendations to heart and making movement in making Portland a more inclusive place. And that there's still more work to be done. We can do better. We can listen more. We can open our hearts and our government to changes in practices and policies that will make our community a safer and better place to live and to visit. The Human Rights Commission believes that having a home and a house and a chance to live where they choose and where and how to live is a human right. We believe the right to assemble peacefully is a human right. We believe that access to safety and justice, regardless of the color of our skin and our immigration status, is a human right. And we know that we can do this together. We look forward to your continued leadership and our partnership in enhancing the work of the Human Rights Commission. Thank you.
I also want to take a moment to thank the Mayor and City Council for your increased engagement with the Human Rights Commission. The HRC plays an important role in applying a human rights lens to policy and advising on promoting and protecting the human rights here in the City of Portland. They bring the human rights concerns of community to your attention and look forward to doing so on a more regular basis. Now I'm going to pass it off to our commissioner, who will read the proclamation today.
Hi, thank you for being with us today on this occasion. My name is Chris Wallace Caldwell, and I'll read the proclamation and just want to point out that while there's some historical gravitas and weight to this, there's also current context. As we go through, there's articles referenced from the City of Portland that we make that link to for the declaration. Whereas we who live, work, study, worship, travel, and recreate in the City of Portland recognize that a culturally vibrant community is built on equity and inclusion. And whereas on December 10, 1948, the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a document that continues to be a call to action for the City of Portland to meet its obligation to promote, protect, and model a praxis of governing that employs human rights and fundamental freedoms. And whereas we acknowledge with humility that the present City of Portland exists on the lands of the Multnomah, Wasco, Cowlitz, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Bends of Chinook, Tualatin, Kalapuya, Mulaya, and many other tribes and the indigenous peoples who made their homes along the Columbia and Willamette Rivers. And whereas we acknowledge with gratitude the past and present internally displaced people, enslaved people, immigrants, and refugees to our community, who by their courage, creativity, and resourcefulness have built up and enriched the physical, cultural, and spiritual environment of our common home. And whereas the City of Portland acknowledges the illegitimacy of white supremacist movements and historical racial discrimination that has plagued our collective experience. And whereas the City of Portland is committed to protecting and improving the lives of all our community members and strives to eliminate all forms of discrimination because such discrimination poses a threat to the health, safety, and welfare of our community, we humbly acknowledge that we have much to do. And whereas the City of Portland acknowledges the structurally and systemically oppressive institutions that impact people, we aim to alleviate this harm through policies and practices that affirm the need for collective liberation of all people who thrive in our city. And whereas, in accordance with Article 1 in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the City of Portland recognizes the right of all people to self-determination and political and economic agency, we aim to model our policies and practices to affirm this belief. And whereas, in accordance with Article 2, the City of Portland affirms its sanctuary city commitment that protects undocumented people from federal enforcement of harsh detainment and deportation policies, regardless of legal strategies used to attain citizenship. We continue to acknowledge the need to prohibit the denial of social and economic benefits and discrimination against people based on race, religion, color, national origin, English proficiency, gender, age, and disabilities. And whereas, in accordance with Article 3, the City of Portland recognizes the lives lost and the families who have been directly impacted by the use of force against unarmed civilians from law enforcement as a direct threat to the collective experience of human rights for all being acknowledged in practice. And whereas, in accordance with Articles 13 and 19, the City of Portland recognizes the rights of all people to freedom of movement and expression and to not be unnecessarily surveilled. And whereas, in accordance with Article 16, the City of Portland recognizes the need to affirm gender diversity and the importance of inclusive acts that do not privilege cisgendered people over people who may be gender nonconforming or transgender. And whereas, in accordance with Articles 1, 5, and 25, we do not accept public or private acts of disregard and contempt that present as cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment, and that outrage the conscience of humankind in the City of Portland for our communities of color, members of our community who are houseless, indigenous, internally displaced, immigrant, refugee, asylum-seeking, transgender and LGBTQ individuals, people living with different mental and physical abilities, those who are poor and experiencing poverty, women, youth, and aging, and families impacted by incarceration and the reentry community in the City of Portland. And whereas, in accordance with Articles 20 and 21, the City of Portland affirms people's constitutional rights to peaceably assemble and to protest against human rights violations and violators. And whereas, in accordance with Article 17, we affirm every community member's right to own property and to be housed.
There's more.
Yes.
There's more.
Yes.
Whereas the City of Portland reaffirmed its commitment to human rights in March 2008 by establishing a Human Rights Commission whose work is guided by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Whereas in accordance with Article 6, the ideals of equality, justice, safety, inclusion, and respect set forth in the Declaration remain unfulfilled promises for many members of our community, including practicing our own constitutional promise of equal protection under the law. And whereas, in accordance with Article 29, to be truly universal, the rights set forth in the Declaration must be respected, protected, and fulfilled by and for every person in the City of Portland without exception. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim December 19, 2018, to be the day that Portland honors the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We call upon everyone who lives, works, studies, worships, travels, and recreates in Portland to step forward and defend the human rights of everyone in our community, and especially our most vulnerable community members, lest we sacrifice our collective humanity. Together we can and must make the ideals of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights a reality in our city. Thank you very much for bringing this forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Could we get a photograph
yes,
up
please.
Front with you?
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
Thank you.
So I have an important announcement. Tomorrow, we will be meeting at Thursday, 2 p.m. It will be Commissioner Dan Saltzman's last meeting with the Portland City Council. So we hope people will show up for that. And Carla, I believe we've completed our business for today. We are
just 1 second.
Commissioner,
unfortunately, because I'm going on vacation, but I will not be here tomorrow. So, Commissioner, I just want to say on the record, it's been a real honor and a pleasure to work with you, and thank you again for all of your service to the city.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz.
I believe you're going to be doing the gaveling of us out for your Wednesday afternoon.
Last Wednesday afternoon session. Okay, we are adjourned till tomorrow at 2 p.m.
All right.
Well, you could just be the ceremonial gaveler.
Exactly.
Part-time job.
You can wear a wig.
I'll get a gavel at home. I'll sit there and I'll watch you on TV and I'll gavel. So you're taking off tomorrow or tomorrow from Mexico?
I'm leaving tonight, yeah.
Oh, you're leaving tonight?
Yeah.
Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Indeed so.
Thank you.